Blog Talk Radio.
Not to be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the steps. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound, Billy.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Rockers in Recovery radio show, dedicated to news, interviews, events, and festivals taking place in the rock and roll industry and in the world of bands and musicians who support recovery. Find out more by going to HolisticLifestylesRadio.com or join Rockers in Recovery on Facebook. Now, the host of Rockers in Recovery, here's John Holland.
Yeah.
Rockers in Recovery, Sunday night. It's the 9 o'clock hour. Erin Alden, and of course, Stupid Girl. Erin Alden is with us, and of course, she is going to be our guest from 9 to 10. And we also are going to have in that hour, we're going to have a young lady named Michelle that's going to be telling us her story, and then we're going to go into the 10 to 11 o'clock hour. So we got a lot of stuff going on tonight. Stay tuned. Hang tight. And of course, Erin, are you with us?
I am. Hello.
You know, it's always a pleasure to have you on. This is not our first merry-go-round, our first rodeo. We've done this before, and it was great the first time you were on, and we're looking forward to having you on tonight with us. And where is the new EP? What's happening? Tell us about it.
Well, gosh, so much has happened since I recorded the EP. And actually, I'm really excited because I have, I can't believe I can say this, but I have an iPhone app.
Wow.
Been made for me at the moment.
Nice.
And that, yeah, it's going to be great. And that's going to be tied into throwing this new stuff up on iTunes. And so it'll be available really soon. I'm just having a ball. You know that. I've told you that before. It's always exciting for me to have new stuff come out and, you know, to see the response. And it's been a good ride so far.
You know, you can if you happen to be online listening, you can open up another page and go to there's MySpace, Erin Alden. There is, of course, Reverb Nation, Erin Alden. You can go on to Facebook for Erin Alden. There's all types of different places to find Erin. What would you specifically state that this EP? And you know, we get a little soul, we get a little indie, we get a little rock. I mean, what is the combination that you felt that you were going for with this, and what was the collaborations on it?
Well, I'll tell you, it was a little bit of a fluke because I was doing a lot of writing and recording and working with other artists, and I had a good friend, Chad Gendison. That I met up with, and, you know, he said, hey, what's going on? What are you doing? What are you doing with your stuff? And the light bulb went on, and I said, you know, I haven't really been focusing on myself much. I've been working with other people. So we got together and wrote some new material, and I had some material that I brought in. And at the time, it was just really more of a portfolio just to show different styles of work that I do. And that really explains why there's so many different flavors of music for the EP.
Mm.
And once it was done, it became an EP, you know. So that's why it's so different. And it was, you know, listening to the last interview, I can certainly relate to all of it. I mean, I had 6 family members in 3 years that was diagnosed with cancer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of friends dealing with alcohol and drug abuse. You know, and you put the two together, no matter if you're really looking for that or not, but it comes out in my writing.
Well, yeah, and it's funny that you said it, because the last time we did an interview together, you talked about how you pull a lot of your stuff, just like we were talking to Christine. But, you in particular, the last time we spoke, you get a lot of your stuff right from your heart. Cause you, and I've watched some of the videos and things that you've done, and you actually portray it out on stage that way, too. You take your heart, you open it up, and put it out on stage.
Yeah. I think that's always been my blessing. I've learned a lot from it. You know, it comes out whether I want it to or not. And I'm just really, I'm thankful that it comes out in music for me. And it's just what happens. I can't stop it.
Where did it all begin for you? Did it begin in Southern California? How did it all start for you?
It did. I mean, I'm Southern California born and raised. I grew up in Carmel and in Orange County and Riverside. And I started singing and playing the piano on my grandma's lap when I was 3-4 years old. And, you know, as far as music's concerned, I mean, I really credit her as giving me my musical background. She was a very bohemian grandma. She was a disco dancing teacher. I don't ever remember a time that the radio wasn't playing. She loved Queen, the Beatles. We had a snare drum in the living room, and we were dancing and playing music and listening to the best rock and roll ever, and that's really how it started. And then, you know, from there I did some film and television and had moved up to L.A., and at one particular point I kind of not looked at music at all, but I went to a club with some friends of mine, and I saw a one of my best friends, Johnny Perez, who was doing a cabaret-style show at Luna Park,
mm-hmm.
which is here in West Hollywood. And that was really the pivotal turning point for me, because it was everything I could have ever dreamed of. It was up-and-coming rock and rollers. It was fantastic music, the energy. The people were amazing, and he, at that particular point, said, I'd love to have some more female singers come, and that's when the light bulb went on, and I looked at a friend of mine, and I said, let's put something together and start playing, and that's how it happened, and now I've got the same friends, which is about 20 of us, and we're a second family, and we've grown up doing rock and roll, and some went on to do movies, and here we are, and it started there, and I was there for a reason that night. Just like in the last interview, things happen for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I was there that night for a reason, and that's where it took me.
And that being said, and it all began with a remake song for you. Is that correct?
Ask me again?
It all began with a remake of a song for you. Is that correct?
Well, not really. I mean, I started singing, really how it started was when I started singing in the club, I was doing jazz ballad standards.
Okay.
And from there, you know, I met a lot of people, and they started inviting me to do session work. And so, yeah, it was a lot of remix stuff. It was a lot of trance,
mm-hmm.
pop, jazz. I was in the studio as a session singer for years after that. And it started just from doing acoustic jazz standards around town. And I wasn't even a songwriter at that point. I'd been a singer all my life, but never thought that I could write a note. I was a piano player, and I took some guitar lessons. So from that point, it just inspired me, and I started writing, and it came really easy to me. And through that connection of friends, I started playing some of my stuff to them. And one of my friends said, well, what are you doing with it? And I said, I don't really know. And, well, why don't we produce it? And that's what happened. We produced it, and it took me some more venues, more songwriting, more acquaintances, and it's just really grown quite rapidly, I guess, for me.
Now, when you put together Stupid Girl, what was that? What was behind that whole thing?
Well, that song was me sitting down in front of the piano, and I'd had a conversation with a friend of mine that really was having just bad relationships, bad decisions, bad choices. And, you know, I just thought to myself, God, you know, we all get stuck in these ruts, whether it's love or alcohol, drugs, whatever it is. But you have that blind eye and you don't see it.
Mm.
And that's really how it started.
Our own denial, would you say?
I just keep doing the same things over and over, and I know I'm making bad choices, but I just can't get out of it. And that's how Stupid Girl happened.
Our own denial, as you would say.
Yes, yes.
What we're gonna do, Erin, is we're gonna go out to a break, and when we come back, we're gonna play Tell Me What You Say. We'll be back right after this message. This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound pillow. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
When you're ready for a major change, makes a natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
I'm John Hollis. Aaron Alden, tell me what you say. As a matter of fact, our first interview we did several months ago, we actually played that song.
Yes,
and,
you did.
And that song was a winner back then and is still a winner today. And let's talk about how you, the nuts and bolts of that song.
Oh, man. You know, that song was just the exact opposite of Stupid Girl. It was just like, you know, I'm so tired of listening to the same BS, and I'm not going to listen to it anymore, and you can tell me anything you want, but that's the end of that.
You know, as we start to mature in our recovery and we start to then demature in our recovery and then we start to recover some more and we start to become, you know, it's like an ongoing process. I was talking at the beginning of this thing when we started 2 hours ago that, you know, it'll be, you know, 10 days after I'm dead, they'll be throwing the dirt on my character defects because they're still going to be alive. And the bottom line is that we get to, in, you know, your music and other people's music, see those, you know, flaws sometimes and those, that anger and the rage that comes out of, you know, people, you know, mistrust and anger and feelings of hopelessness or, you know, and you've gone through a variation of all of these things, you know, in your recovery, correct?
Correct.
So you're able to actually tap into this and actually move people with that music.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. We all try and express ourselves when we're under that type of situation, hopefully so. It's funny, I was talking to someone the other day about this, and the thing is that I feel very fortunate that I was able to learn a lesson, and that lesson really was that we have one lifetime to try and figure things out and get it right. And you hope that you pay attention to the signals that are given to you and that you can change that path on the Monopoly board so that you're going in the right direction and you're making better choices and you're, you know, moving on or carrying on with what you're supposed to be doing. And just because I'm not an addict doesn't mean that I still don't make bad choices.
Mm-hmm.
And that, you know, we have to learn from our mistakes and go on.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that personally in my own life, and I've seen that with, you know, my family and my friends and their choices. And
mm-hmm.
We've all been able to learn our lessons from it and, you know, hopefully get to a better place.
Erin, when you look at, and I'm glad that you brought that up because as, you know, somebody that supports a movement, what makes you support, you know, a recovery aspect?
You know, I think for me, especially being in the music business, it's around me every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the people that I love, the people that I work with. You know, I've been really fortunate to be a part of a group called Music Cares, which is one of the outstanding foundations to help rock and rollers, you know, get some treatment. And I've got good friends that are a part of that I've been able to call from my own friends that I've been working with and say, you know, listen, I need some help. And I've just really seen some miraculous things happen. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's support enough. You know, I've seen, just in the last couple of years, several good friends turn their lives around completely, and that's enough for me. You know, I've seen miracles happen.
And, you know, I'm glad that you brought up Music Cares. I want you to talk a little bit about Music Cares and let people know what Music Cares is, so that way, you know, people understand what you're talking about.
Music Cares is for the rock and roll world. Anyone that's a musician can get treatment and support through Music Cares, and that's exactly what they're there for. And, I mean, the list of huge artists that have been a part of this program for years is amazing. I mean, even Tyler, Alice Cooper, Anthony Kiedis. I mean, the list goes on and on and on, and they are amazing. You can call them. I've been able to call them in less than 24 hours, have my friend or loved one in a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And in treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the people that you know, that's been on your show before, that's one of my best friends, Colin McGinnis, is
mm-hmm.
a great example of that. He's talked openly about it, and I think I can say now, you know, he's a year sober.
Is he really? That's right. He was about 90 days when he came on the show.
Yep.
Wow.
And so, you know, that things like that to me just say it all.
He don't call me no more.
Well, he will call you.
He don't
probably
call me.
Listening
he don't,
now. Call
he don't,
him.
He don't,
call him.
He don't like me.
He
loved me shortly.
I'll make sure he calls you. You call him.
I can call him. I should call him. I got his number in my phone, too.
One of the things through music here is another person that I think has been on your show, Erin Hamilton.
Yes.
Okay, so she's in the process of putting together a great show to give back to Music Cares, and Paula's a part of that. I'm going to be a part of that, and it's going to be on May 22nd. I don't have any other details yet. It's kind of starting from the ground up. But, you know, again, it's just people that have been involved in this particular organization that time and time again are really trying to give back and spread the word at the same time. And, you know, I'm blessed that I get asked to be a part of these things, and I'll do it any chance that I get because it's just, it works.
Well, you know, it's a great thing that you see people that want to give something to an effort. And it doesn't have to be a person that is particularly in recovery themselves. It's somebody that wants to help somebody to achieve something, which that means that spiritually fit, we talked about this from 8 to 9, being spiritually fit and, most importantly, having a self-esteem that follows that up. And you have all of those, you know, worths. And a great lady, Erin Alden, is a great lady. And you're carrying a message. You're carrying a message, even though you're not in recovery. That's why we have Rockers in Recovery that supports people in recovery. That, most importantly, that you don't have to be somebody that is afflicted. You can be somebody that just wants to support the endeavor.
Yeah, you know, and I see that even like you're doing, you know, giving back with music festivals and the radio program. And I just think that, you know, life is too short not to have people around you that support what you do. And it doesn't matter what it is. And yeah, I mean, any chance I get to be a part of this or any organization, I'll do it. Because, you know, Lord knows, maybe sometime I'll need it.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, listen to me. A day at a time, we get to really experience life today. You know, I once I put down the chemicals and life showed up, and, you know, I was about 40 years old and I had to grow up at 40, which really sucked. But I got to tell you, in the end, where I'm at today, it really is a benefit that I get to watch people interact with each other that would not normally interact. Let me tell you something. It's a spiritual thing for me when I see folks like yourself and Colin and myself and other people that would not commonly mix. We wouldn't mix, but the spiritual factor brings us all together.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. I mean, I'd like to think it's not, but I do see that it life does move in very strange ways.
Yes, it does.
And certainly for a reason. I can't remember off the top of my head. I don't know if we talked about this last time, but there was an author that I saw a long time ago on Oprah, and he was really just explaining that life does come with every step that you take, and if you make bad choices or you take that step to the left or the step to the right, then with that comes all of that responsibility. And if you go straight on the road and you make good choices, then that just continues. And I know that sounds kind of Pollyanna-ish, but I really do think that it's true. You know, we've all gotten off track so many times, and you wonder, why are these friends around me that I don't want? You know, what am I doing in this situation? And then you kind of pull yourself back and walk forward again, and the good follows. And, yeah, I mean, that's the same with recovery and with the people that are around you, you know.
When you talk about, you know, being involved in your music, the music end of it, and when you grew up with the Roots, and you grew up in the Roots of hardcore rock and roll back in the 70s, is that correct?
Something like that.
Okay. So okay, 80s, even early 90s. And
yeah, I like that.
You like that?
Yeah,
I'd like that too. So when you look at the picture of what we grew up in, and, you know, there was this message that was being put out there. It was a message that if you're hardcore, it's sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And that message came loud and clear in the 70s to me. I can only speak for myself. But in the end, in the 80s, somewhere in the 80s, somebody woke up and turn the switch, because they started to realize that, wait a minute, that, you know, drop out and tune in did not work.
Right.
And we were wrong. Let's try to move this in another direction, because there's lots of people dying.
Right.
So when that particular, you know, phase started to take place, which was in like the mid-'80s to the late-'80s, the whole premise of, you know, especially the industry, the recording industry, totally changed. Because what took place was, instead of the person or the company or the record producers that were covering and babysitting and all of that stuff, that all stopped immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And it became where, listen, if you don't want to get help, then guess what? We're not going to sign you. We're not going to have you a part of what we're doing. We don't even want you near us. Don't come near the building.
Right.
You know, it was totally off. So there was a vacuum there, and it had to be filled with people like yourself. It had to be filled with music cares. It had to be filled with people that were going to come that have been there themselves, or people that understood that they needed help, and that vacuum was there, and they were just getting lost.
Yeah, I think that's really true. You know, I mean, I didn't get into music professionally until the late 90s. So, yeah, I mean, it was nice for me to see the groundwork already laid, that's for sure. Yeah, I mean, thank God, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that when we take a position that, you know, we don't have to stand for, you know, people and garbage in our life. Garbage out, new stuff in. Garbage out, good stuff in. Garbage out, good stuff in. And if we continue to do that in our lives, we tend to elevate. Now, I don't want to say we're above anybody, because I don't believe I am. But at the same token, I'm not going to stand for what I would stand for 20 years ago.
I think that's true, you know, but I wish that in a perfect world that would transcend into normal everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I think on the opposite spectrum of that is that, generally speaking, our society is such a let's not say anything to anybody because I don't want to step on anybody's toes. And I think that's really generated just a lot of bad behavior, generally speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the recovery world, it's about really trying to communicate and, you know, speak your mind and say your piece and move on. But I wish that would transcend into our normal life a little better.
Well,
don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think part of it is the elephant in the room. We all have our, you know, I don't care who it is. You know, we all have that elephant. You know, you can name it whatever you want. But
yeah,
we all
elephant.
Got an elephant in the middle of the room, and we're all walking around. And if we don't get honest about the elephant, man, sooner or later, it gets real stinky in that room.
Yeah. I wish that elephant would leave already. I'm tired of that damn elephant.
But what do we – in the meantime, you know, since you – now, the awareness is – listen, and I could live off of this. I mean, I really could. I could live off telling people, at least I'm aware that the elephant's there.
Right,
you know
right.
What I mean?
But at least put your goggles on so you can see it clearly.
But the good news is that action means that we get to move the elephant out and then shovel out the house. Now, I would be a liar if I didn't say that maybe a year later a new elephant moves in. It might be a baby one just in the corner, but if I don't do something about it, it's going to grow into a new elephant.
Right, right. Yeah, I just want the elephant out. The elephant says, I think that's going to be my new motto. The elephant has to leave now.
I see a new song.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Well, you know something, we're going to go out to a break. And, of course, we are with Erin Alden, and she is a rocker and a roller from the West Coast, and we appreciate her being a part of Rockers in Recovery and always coming back when we ask. We appreciate that.
Me too. Thank you.
We'll be back right after this message with more Erin.
When you're ready for a major change, Make the natural choice for addiction treatment. The G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Our approach is all natural at G&G, where holistic treatments direct you to a healthy, sober way of life without substituting one addiction for another. We're a leader in the area of holistic addiction recovery, dual diagnosis, and relapse treatment. With 22 years of experience, we have thousands of success stories. Our staff is all in-house to help you ensure your success the all-natural, holistic way. Don't wait another minute. Call G&G Holistic right now at 800-559-9503. Counselors are standing by to start you on the all-natural road to recovery at G&G Holistic. Call 800-559-9503 or log on to holisticdrugrehab.com. Make the natural choice for addiction treatment, the G&G Holistic Addiction Treatment Program. Success, the all-natural, holistic way.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound pillow.
Let me tell you about the sound pillow. Sound pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the sound pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
In recovery, our guest, of course, is Aaron Alden. And Aaron, let's ask a couple of things here. What's coming up for you and Colin and the band, and what are you guys doing, and where are you playing, and what's happening?
We are playing, I believe, on April 2nd at the Roxy here in West Hollywood. Yeah, and I'm getting ready to record some new tracks with my bass player, Alberto Alves. That's going to be coming up this next month, and Writing and playing.
Well, you know, it's there's no coincidences. I'm going to be actually landing in L.A. for the PRISM Awards. And,
I was going to ask you about that. I heard you say that earlier. Yeah. So it is PRISM and not prison.
Yes, it is PRISM, not prison. The PRISM Award is not a good one.
No, no.
Especially when they give you that little number and the guy named Bubba really wants to be your friend.
Yeah, I don't want to meet Bubba either.
No Bubbas, baby.
No Bubbas. When is that happening? When are you coming out here?
It is in May, or I'm sorry, it's in April, actually, and I will find out more information. I think it's the 21st that we're out.
Okay. Well, we need to see you.
Well, you know, sometimes I'm looking forward to coming out. I want to get hooked up with all you guys and go hang out. Maybe hit a meeting would be the great thing to do. And then, of course, hit a nice show somewhere.
Yeah, Yeah. Make sure that I have those dates.
I definitely will.
I'll spread the word.
Spread the word. I love it.
Spread the word, Bird.
Yeah. So in the meantime, let's also give our listeners a way to find you.
Well, MySpace, Erin Alden, Reverb Nation, iTunes. I'll have an iPhone app for you soon.
Nice.
Facebook, you know. You can hit me up on any of those. Send me a message. There's an Erin Alden fan page on Facebook.
Cool.
I'm around.
Well, what I'd like you to do is spread the message with everybody, too, that Rockers in Recovery page is there for you guys. You can put up whatever you want as far as your, you know, videos and information, where they can find you, how they can find you. That's what Rockers in Recovery is all about.
Absolutely.
And we, again, thank you so much for being on the show. We are actually going to be interviewing, you're going to like this, we're going to be interviewing a young lady that has just jumped into recovery over the last several months here, and she is going to be telling her story for the last 15 minutes of this hour. And I think that it's important for folks to understand, just like yourself, Erin, that support recovery, there might be a young lady out there or even a young man that can identify with the feelings and the emotional aspect of somebody that's early in recovery, and most importantly, what got them there. And I think, Erin, in closing, if you had to say in your experience and, you know, dealing with the folks that you've dealt with, what would you say to somebody that might be struggling tonight that, you know, hey, listen, it's Sunday night and, you know, I had $1,000 or I had $20 on Friday, and I'm broke, busted, and disgusted, and I'm hating life right now. What would you say to that person?
Well, I would say what I said before. You have one life. You have one opportunity to get it right, and don't waste it. Why would you waste it? There's so many amazing things that you could be doing, and you know, I've seen the other side with my friends and how happy they are, and they have normal, amazing life now. Don't waste your life.
You are the bomb, and thank you for great feedback. And Erin Alden is, of course, we're reserving the right to bring you back also.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you to that one now, huh?
You bet. You bet.
Thank you. Especially
for the first hour. And also, I wanted to also talk to you. What do you think about the 12-Step Music Fest concept?
Oh, I told you we've talked a little bit about it. I would love to be a part of it. Let me participate somehow.
I would love to have you there.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be rocking. You've got some great people already on board, and, you know, any way that I can help with that, I would love to.
Well, I definitely will ask you to give us a call at the offices tomorrow and definitely let us, you know, put it together. I think it would be great to have some West Coast people out here for it.
I'm in. Just tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
You bet. We appreciate
it. All right. Thank you.
Great night. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. Folks, of course, we have the opportunity of a lifetime always. You know, we have great people and great guests, and one of the greatest people that we have tonight is a young lady named Michelle, and one of the best guests that we have right now, because she's going to be able to tell us what happened, what it was like, what happened, and what it's like now. And you know something, when you take all of the fluff out of everything and you take it all away, we all started our recovery, or we all went into recovery from being with somebody that's an addict, or, you know, we sat and watched somebody else's life crumble or our lives crumbled, whatever the case may be. You know, when we cut through all of the BS, so to speak, what we have is a daily reprieve based on our spiritual maintenance and our spiritual condition and my belief. And, of course, we don't get that unless we formally say to ourselves, wait a minute, you know, it's a problem and I'm the problem. And I have to start relying on something other than me and start working on me, because that's where the problem centers, in my mind and me. And if I don't do those things, then I'll never change. And, of course, that psychic change doesn't occur. So let's talk with Michelle. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. Thanks for having me tonight.
It's a pleasure to have you. In all seriousness, she's a very lovely lady with a lot of heart, and I've seen her around in different areas in the 12-step community, and It's a pleasure to have you on, and tell us a little bit about what happened.
You know, my story, it could go back a long ways, but most recently what brought me into treatment and into recovery, I was a drug addict. I was an alcoholic. I didn't want to stop. It was a bad time. I was selling drugs as well, and I got busted, which was one of the best things that ever happened to me. It was very shocking to my family, but they knew something was going on. But the Raiders busted in on me. It was pretty traumatic because that's not how I was raised, and that's not the lifestyle I came from. But you know, I got taken to jail that night, and when I was in jail, and as bad as jail, is and was for me, I had such a sense of peace come over me because it was like, it's over. It's over.
You're rescued.
Yeah, and I don't have to lie anymore. I don't have to, hustle. I don't have to do this. I don't have to do that. You know, I wasn't sure exactly what was going to happen. I was in a relationship for 5 years with a person, and he had been away for the last year, but he supported me and everything. He put me right into treatment, right out of jail, and I'm very grateful to this person. in treatment, I just, everything that was told to me, all the suggestions that were made to me, I was like a sponge, I soaked it all up. It was a really great experience, really was. I had been through treatment before, but I had no intention of not drinking or doing anything for the rest of my life because I wasn't done. And this time, it was just a good experience. Where we met at, where I live at, I decided after treatment to stay in structured living, one of the best decisions I ever made. I have, really good people around me, and the 12-step program that I participate in is just opening up so much, it's bringing out a lot, working on things. There's so much more to being clean than just not drinking and drugging. I mean, you have to really go inside of yourself and dig deep for things and get real and get honest.
Having that knowledge and understanding that, and you were open enough to get that while you were in treatment, you were open enough this time to say, something, I got to do some work. If I don't do some work, I'm going to go right back to where I was at.
Well, my ego just really got in my way before. The first time I went to treatment, I hadn't suffered any consequences. I had plenty of money. I had the lifestyle to support whatever it is I decided to do. And I had a great job. And, I just had no intention of staying clean. This time, though, I fell a little further, getting arrested. Obviously, that was a big consequence that I suffered. But it was so much more than that, John. It was the black hole that I was in emotionally, mentally, never having really been a person that suffers from depression. For like a whole year of my life, I was depressed. And I was masking that depression with a lot of drugs, which only compounded the problem. And that's, I wanted to get out of that hole. I just didn't know how. Even though I knew about the program, it was, I didn't want to let people know, what a bind I was in, and to ask for help. And if I could tell anybody anything, just, man, ask for help.
Asking for help is that, first step.
Yeah.
Asking for help and saying, hey, listen, I am powerless and I have no clue what I am doing, and my life has just turned into a ball of what can I use here? What word could I use? Insanity. A ball of
complete insanity.
Complete insanity. And a ball of insanity that would, in most cases, we are lucky that we're sitting here, because in most cases that insanity kills people.
Absolutely.
So by the grace of God, we get to sit here and we get to carry a message. That message, as you just said, is to ask for that first step, ask for help.
Yeah, it's, you know, and what's amazing is just because, you know, all of a sudden you clean up and things start coming back to your confidence, your self-esteem, it's not easy to continue to ask for help. And that's what I found I have to do. And, you know, I have to consult people on decisions because my best decision-making got me into the bind that I was in. So, you know, I have a really wonderful sponsor who, you know, I'm learning to consult more. It's not easy for me to let it all, you know what I'm saying, to ask somebody if this is the right decision, or really ask her before I even make that decision. But I'm learning, you know, this is a slow progress.
Sometimes that's through pain.
So far not, but I can see where it could lead to some.
Yeah, and I think that's the growth process. I really do. I think there has to be some understanding. 86 and 87 in the big book talks about how, you know, we have to start to understand that, you know, I have to ask for help. In the morning, I have to go to prayer. I have to go to meditation. I have to do those things, because if I don't, I'm usually running around half-cocked.
Well, you know, the thing, too, is taking suggestions. In treatment, you know, the suggestion was, you know, you really have to humble yourself, especially, you know, such a huge ego. You really have to humble yourself. And we talked about this earlier, taking those jobs that you normally never would. I did that, and is humiliating, which it kind of was. You know, it really, I needed that. I needed to be grounded, firmly grounded. And because, you know, I'm only moving up from that ground. You know what I'm saying?
I think we start to understand that is the bedrock of purpose that our lives were built on.
There you go.
You know, and that's what came out of it for me, that I had, you know, I stopped doing the things that I was doing for my financial ways and means. I put my recovery first, and I went and banged nails for, you know, when I first got sober.
Right.
Now, if you had told me that I would be climbing around on a roof banging nails, I would have told you were out of your mind. But I did it because I knew instinctively, the intuition of knowing through honesty, that if I went back to what I was doing, it would only be a matter of time before I was drunk again. I had to make some real hard choices. And through that foundation, I started to understand that this is the foundation of purpose that we're building.
Yep. You know, it is, you know, that's why there are steps, because it's a progress, and it doesn't happen overnight. And for the first time in my life, I'm actually patient enough to wait for that miracle, you know, that is coming to me. And it actually already has came. That I am coming up on 5 months clean and sober is a miracle, because there hasn't been 5 months in my life that there wasn't a drink or something there. So this, the miracle's already happened.
The progress of the steps, the progression of our disease, we're either progressing in our steps or we're either progressing in our disease. We're, you know, there is no middle of the road. There's no, like, hanging on the fence. We're either walking away from a drink or walking towards it, or a drug. So good stuff. I'm really glad that you were a part of our show tonight.
Well, thank you very much.
And you have a great story, and you're going to help a lot of ladies, and I'm sure you already are, to understand that there is a different way to live today.
Absolutely, a better way.
Nice. I love it. And, folks, of course, we are right here at WNN, 1470 AM. If you've been listening tonight, you've heard the show start out, of course, with myself and Chris D talking about recovery and talking about different music festivals that are coming up and different events that are happening. You can go to rockersandrecovery.com or holisticlifestylesradio.com. You can also go to, of course, Facebook, Rockers in Recovery. You can find us at just about any place online just by putting into your browser rockersandrecovery.com, or, of course, Rockers in Recovery or Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. You can find us just about anywhere. Do find us if you're in one of our local facilities. If you happen to be in one of the jail systems down here in South Florida, and you're there and you're on a rack because you smoke too much crack, I've been there. and you're getting ready to go in front of that judge tomorrow, because it's Monday morning, and they're going to put you on the Bluebird, and they're going to definitely chain you to a person sitting next to you, and you're all going to do the shuffle into the jail. I've been there, and you don't have to continue that way of life. There is a different way of living. And most importantly, if you want change, change can happen. And it all begins with what, of course, Michelle just said, asking for help. If you or your family would like to give a call, you can call us Collect. I am going to give you a phone number that you can call Collect to. If you're calling for commissary, you're calling for a three-way, I am not the guy you want to call. But if you want to call because you want help, you can call 954-946-4313, and you can call Collect. The easiest way to do that is call, Monday through Friday, and, of course, call us between 8 and 5 in the afternoon. And we will definitely do everything we can to help you get a place to stay when you get out of jail, and also, get you into a sober living environment that's going to be structured and give you the help that you need. If you're a family member that's out there that's Sunday night and your loved one isn't home yet and you're worried and you're struggling, again, we've been there. We've put our families through it. We understand. You can call 877-799-8773. You can also, of course, go on the Internet and go to, of course, holisticlifestylesradio.com or rockersandrecovery.com, and there's all types of information on our websites in regards to help. We want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're going to go out with our friend Richie Supa. And, of course, Richie, we want you to go to his iTunes, download Last House on the Block, and leave a comment on how you feel about the song. But here's Richie, and we're out.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment. I even turned my back on God. On the streets I met my demons, and they dragged me down the drain with another shot of something just to get me past the pain. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50 you ain't got, and you drift into the dark till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, there's no way you can stop. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. He put another nail in his coffin. Some roach infested room where he finally found the answer with a needle and a spoon. Yeah, the door is always open when the devil needs a thing. So you shove another 50 through the slot, and you drift into the dawn till your dreams have all been crushed. In a junkie's world, all you really got. Welcome, yeah, welcome to the last house on the block. And now this guy's at heaven with the angels being too dumb. It's a place all too familiar. where I sold out my soul. And that's how I know the door is always open when the devil needs a fix. So you burn another 50, you ain't got it. And you drift into the darkness till your dreams have all been crushed. You're in so deep, no way you can stop. Welcome. Yeah, welcome. On the block.
WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Ricky Bird, and I love my Sound Pillow.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. So they're not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and BlogTalkRadio.com. Now, today's program.
Well, I picked up some bad habits, and they kept me running hard. I went against my better judgment.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Will Grayson back with you again this Monday evening down here in sunny South Florida, although it's night, but it's 10:03 on the air, and I just want to kind of bring you up to speed. This is Rockers in Recovery / Angel Side by Side Radio, and we are grateful to be back to connect with you tonight. Tonight, our first guest will be Johnny Lupo up in New York City. That's a financial advisor / manager for Daryl Strawberry and the Daryl Strawberry Foundation. So we'll be chatting with him. And I just want to say that if you're listening live, of course, you know that we are on WWNN 1470 AM radio, and we're streaming on holisticlifestylesradio.com. And if you would like to call into the station, it's 888-565-1470. But anyway, let me tell you a little something that's been going on in the recovery community. And a friend of mine, and I want to send out some prayers to a friend of mine that's going through a little pain there, Mr. Richie Super, one of my bestest friends, and I've kind of been in touch and talking with him, and he's a little kind of under the weather this week. So send out some prayers to him that he'll feel better. And, of course, Rockers in Recovery, man, are musicians and artists that are very close friends and have a commitment to this radio show, and that's what we do, you know. We got some up-and-coming events coming up in November. We got the 12-step Music Fest, and we got a whole lot of other stuff going. I don't recall the exact dates, so I don't want to give you any misinformation. But in the second half, I'll have all of that information for you. Probably like yourselves, I'm a little bit behind time. Everybody said make sure you set your clock back or up or whatever. I forgot, of course. Showed up to work late, and I'm still showing up to work late and a little confused, but I'm on time tonight to be here with you guys. And I'd like to thank my my mentor in radio, Mr. John Hollis. I do that every week. That's only natural to do that. And Big Johnny, God bless you, man, and you're a dream. But speaking of dreams, you know, one of the sayings that we have around here is, how are you doing? Well, I'm living the dream. Okay, explain that to me. What is the dream? Well, you often hear beyond your wildest dreams. Now, what could that be? Compared to just a dream. Well, my wildest dreams was to be where I'm at now. As a matter of fact, I never even dreamt that. You know, just to be real, real honest and candid with you, I wanted to go out in a shootout with a whole batch of something over here and a whole batch and bottle of something over there, and just go out in a blaze of glory. Well, how did he die? Well, he had a shootout with the police, and he was caught on the roof, and he had this, and he had that, and he went out like a champion, you know. And today, I got to tell you, I show up like a champion, because today I show up for recovery, and I show up in the spirit of recovery and continuing to carry a message and not the mess. And that's what we do here. And just a little bit more about what we do. Speaking of my boy John Lupo up there in New York, and if you're listening up there in New York, guys, I got to tell you, we're going to be doing some stuff up that way. Again, Johnny is always available. We're always available to do a remote wherever you guys might be. If you ask us to come up and it's feasible and financially we can get there, we would be more than happy to do that if it fits within the schedule, because we are really, really, really busy this year, but not too busy, guys, to answer the call. And what I mean by answering the call, whenever you call, we will be there one way or another. We will be there for you. That's the greatest gift that we get to do here, is to give this message back, you know, that was so freely, and I mean freely given to us. That's the foundation of this radio program and this family, is that we are trusted servants. We are here to serve the community. And when I say the community, I'm talking about the whole wide world. That reminds me of the song. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole wide world. I know, don't quit my day job, but I had to throw that out there for a minute. I got a little touched. But, guys, listen, give us a call here. You know, we are hoping and waiting for you guys to give us a call at 888-565-1470 AM on your dial if you are listening, and I know you are. And we are streaming on HolisticLifestyleRadio.com. So give a brother a call, and we're going to hang out with you for an hour. And like I said, after the first break, we got a dynamite guy coming up, man, Mr. John Lupo from New York City, a very, very close friend of mine. And I got to tell you, as we say, you know, he's a good fellow. You know, he really is. He's a man that travels this path. He's in recovery, and I've seen him do many, 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 many things and reaching out to help others. I know as a result of him losing his brother and his cousin, He's done a documentary that won an award up there in New York as one of the premier documentaries up there, and I'll let him tell you more about that when he's on air. And I know Stu, who happens to be his partner, that works diligently on the project that they've just developed and finished. I think they did something or a documentary or documentary Darryl's last couple of years and him going into the Mets Hall of Fame. So we got a guy that's a real, real humble guy, and he's so humble. I'll tell you a story. He'll probably get mad when I tell you this story. But I was invited to Rao's, that's the Italian restaurant up in New York, and I'm not plugging that. I'm just saying that's where I was. And it was on 116th Street and Pleasance Avenue. I'm from 117th Street and Lenox Avenue. And I got to tell you, I didn't drive up. I didn't take a cab. I caught the train, the 2 train, I think, that goes up there. And it was funny, when I came up out of the subway, I came onto the block because the subway stops at 116th. And I got to tell you, I was immediately back 30 years ago. You know, I looked around and I was looking for my boys standing on the corner drinking wine and harmonizing. They wasn't there. It was a new crew. But nevertheless, there were people out there. Of course, you had a couple of them on the other side of the block selling whatever they were selling. And, I mean, it hadn't changed. The only thing that had changed was me and my perception. You know, and I walked from Lenox Avenue. They don't call it Lenox Avenue no more. I think it's 7th Avenue or Martin Luther King Drive. I forget. But I walked over to 116th and Pleasance Avenue. That's all the way over on the east side. All the Italians were there years ago. They're still there. And I went in this little restaurant. It looked like I was in the Godfather movie, you know, because you had to go down in the basement, like, and get into the restaurant. Now, the funniest thing is the restaurant has like a 6-month waiting list to get in there. You can't get in there, and normally you can't get in there anyway because most of the tables are owned or bought, and I just felt privileged, and Mr. John Lupo brought me there. I'm going to be going to a break in a minute. I believe we're getting ready to go out now. I want you guys to stay tuned because I'll stay tuned if you stay tuned into us. And we'll continue on with Mr. John Lupo and second half here, our next quarter. But can you take me out of there, Kenny? There we go. We're on our way, guys. Listen to this. Check this out.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Yeah. The guy's standing there looking at me like, well, what the hell you want to play, man? Let's try this one. It ain't 1976. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back again here. Listen to this there blues. I tell you, it doesn't get any better than that, ladies and gentlemen. We are here tonight. I am Will Grayson sitting in the big chair. We're here tonight, WWNN 1470 AM radio, streamlining on holisticlifestyleradio.com if you want to listen to us on the Internet. And we are Rockers in Recovery, and I just got to tell you a little something about Rockers in Recovery. We're a 10-hour-a-week radio show that kind of cater to the music industry, news, interviews, events, festivals. We support the Rockers in Recovery, which are guys that have been to and had the claim of fame that support this radio show and what we do. We're also a real AM radio and Internet radio combined in over 2-3 years now, probably, with a social network that far exceeds 25 media sites, with over 300,000 members and growing, and our numbers are above 300,000, too. And I just wanted to throw that at you to let you know what we do here. We are called Holistic Radio Lifestyles, again, and this is Rockers in Recovery. Mr. John Lupo, are you out there?
You got me?
I got you, baby. Talk to me.
How are you? Well, how's everything going?
Great, great. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. John Lupo, one of my closest and dearest friends, and I mean that from the balconies of my heart, a very, very powerful man. In recovery and on this spiritual path, very godlike, and I know that not so much in what he says, but what he does. Is that correct, English, what he does? Yeah, I'm trying to get away from that Ebonics, you know what I mean, Johnny?
I understand.
So, like, tell us about you. I know your bio. I have your bio in front of me, but I want you to present to the audience. Tell the audience who you are.
Someone about 4 years in recovery right now, about a little bit more than 3.5 years. And, I came in the rooms very, very screwed up, and finally got hold of what this rooms were about and, got sober and living a real good life right now, just living life and not hurting anymore. And got a great sponsor, Stewie. I know Stewie's listening.
Stewie, what's up, baby? How you doing, Stewie?
Stewie! from being in the in the meetings, I met Stu, and who's my sponsor now, who then eventually introduced me to a gentleman by the name of Patty Burke. And while we were in recovery, about 8 months clean with each other, on a Sunday I went to go visit him, and make a long story short, me and Stu and the gentleman's mom broke his door down, and we found him dead on the floor, and he died of what drugs and alcohol did to his body. Mm-hmm. And he died sober. We found him on the floor, and we were really, really distraught for a little bit, me, Stewie, and obviously the mother. You know, it was a tough week. But from there, we stemmed to get some inspiration, and we formed a production company, me and Stu.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a movie called Modern Day Miracles.
Right.
Which is www.moderndaymiracles.net.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a movie in the celebration of life, of recovery, but also in memory of Patty Burke, the person we found dead, and my brother Rob at Lupo, who passed away from drugs and cocaine overdose.
Yeah. Now, can I just jump in 1 minute, and then I'm going to let you continue. Now, with all of this stuff going on, at any time, did you entertain the thought to use?
No. When all this stuff happened with Patty, no.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so I think, you know, what I'm hearing and what reinforces my belief system as well as yours is no matter what, you don't have to use. No matter what. Correct?
No matter what.
Okay.
You know, I'm going through. You go through a lot, you know, things in recovery, you know, and you know when things are going good, things are going good, and there's times when things go bad, and you got to have a foundation. It's built on a strong foundation, you know, and you know, you got to go to the rooms, got to speak to your sponsor, got to have God in your life. For me, that's the most important thing.
Could you just say that? Could you say that one more time?
The most important thing in my life right now, first and foremost, is God.
Okay, I got you.
G-O-D.
G-O-D, I got you.
Good orderly direction.
Absolutely, and our foundation is built on that. I just want you to know that our foundation is built on that. Okay, so go ahead, finish the story.
We did this movie in memory of my brother and Patty, and Stewie directed it, and Stewie edited. Stewie does everything.
Stewie.
Also with one of our boys, Derek.
Mm-hmm.
And Modest, they really did a miraculous job on it. And we put it in a film festival, and it won a couple of awards, Best Social Documentary. Mm-hmm. And it was a privilege. You know?
Yeah.
I've done, and we're getting a lot of, you know, it's going to a lot of rehabs now. A lot of people are calling us. We just, someone just sent us a letter of recommendation from the Airlines Union in New York, up here in New York.
Mm-hmm.
It's really all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
For the airline mechanics, and they use this as a teaching mechanism when people come in there. That, you know, this is what they show to the mechanics of, you know, about drugs and alcohol.
That's great. That's great.
And I'm going to be going to another film festival in August in Arizona, Christian Film Festival. We're going to be showcasing that movie there, and also, you know, we're. I give these things away like wildfire to people that don't have money and people that are in recovery that need help. So I give these documentaries away, and I see people really take a big response from it, you know, and that's what makes me really happy when I know, you know, I did this from the bottom of my heart, but also when I see people getting help, and getting themselves right. And I told Stu, as long as we save one person, this whole movie was well worth it. And I think that this movie is doing that for people.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot and tell you to send me a copy or send us a copy here at Rockers in Recovery, and I definitely want to check it out.
Definitely.
And if there's anything that we can do for you guys, you just let me know, and we will definitely, try to pursue that. I just want to say something to the audience that these guys – Johnny's a very humble guy, y'all. And my story was, they invited me, and you can talk about Daryl in the second quarter. You're going to be here with me until for the rest of the evening. But I was invited to dinner with these guys up in New York, and we went to Rayo's. And we were there, we ate, we did the whole number, and I told you I thought I was in the Godfather movie, but after I left, Johnny made sure that I got home safe. He called a limo for me, and the limo took me home. And I was impressed with just you in general. The limo means nothing, and I know that doesn't mean anything to you. But I was impressed with you taking my best interest or holding my best interest at heart and making sure that I got home on time and got home in one piece, and I've thanked you that for that personally and privately, and I want to thank you over there because I think a lot of people in recovery or out of recovery, they get too busy and they lose sight on what we're really here to do, and that's help somebody. If we can just help one person, that's my mantra, then that mandated that I signed with God, my sponsor, and myself is met. And I see you doing that, Johnny, and I'm not throwing flowers at you. I'm a man of, I sit back and I observe and I watch people. I don't listen to them with the talking so much because a lot of times the talking doesn't fit the feet. It doesn't match. But I see you do what you do and your commitment to what you do. And if you would, could you kind of like tell us a little bit about your relationship with Daryl Strawberry? And
sure. When I was doing the movie, when I was in the process of making the movie, I was trying to get a hold of him, and it was very tough to get him. He's a tough man to get, right, Will?
Yeah.
Tough man to get. And basically, I try to reach out to him, actually to a bunch of people. Met him a couple of times, but nothing where I had time to really spend time with him and speak to him. But he went to his book signing, and I was looking to make him a commentator on the documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of what he went through, I thought it would be a great person to have on here. But long story short, I couldn't get him. It was tough to, with his book signing, it was tough to get him. And I was constantly met him for a short period of time when I did meet him. I went to a dinner. It's probably about a little bit more than a year ago. And went to a dinner where my friend was celebrating his wife's wedding.
Okay. Could you do me a favor? We're getting ready to break right there. Could you just hold that thought until we come back, Johnny?
Sure.
All righty. Check this out, Johnny. Listen to these lyrics. Because he's talking about us. This song is for us. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ricky Super. Super in the Super. Amazing. Aerosmith. Steven Tyler.
Had an angel of mercy to see me through all my sins. There were times in my life when I was going insane.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Yeah. The guy's standing there looking at me like, well, what the hell you want to play, man? Let's try this one. It ain't 1976. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you back. We're back here at WWNN, 1470 AM, streaming on HolisticLifestyleRadio.com. If you would like to call in, our number is 888-565-1470. Okay, we have Mr. Lupo online there. Go ahead, Johnny, finish your thought.
What did I say?
Yeah, both. I'm over 32, so you know I'm going. I don't remember. You were talking about how you met Daryl and what you were doing with Daryl and that sort of thing.
Yeah, the last part was I met Daryl at a dinner.
Mm-hmm.
It was my friend's wife's 40th birthday party. And basically, you know, I walk in, I'm sitting down, and he comes walking in, and he sits down next to me. And you know, from there, you know, I was going through a rough period at that moment. You know, I was going through some, you know, and being in sobriety, sometimes, you know, you're in sobriety and, you know, you say you go through rocky times too. You know, not everything's rosy.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going through one of those times, and Daryl, you know, has been through a lot in his life. And he just started sharing about a lot of different things with me. And one of the main things was God.
Okay.
He's talking about real stuff, and from there we exchanged numbers, and he started calling me, and you know, a year later we became best of friends, you know, really good friends, and you know, just, you know, it's amazing how God puts people in your life. He was someone who I really looked up to when I was a little kid. And now we're really good friends. And, you know, we just did a completed a documentary on him being inducted to the Hall of Fame. And I'm partnering up with him in certain business ventures right now. So, you know, God is good.
All the time.
Oh, you know, I know that he talks very highly about you all the time. Tells me, you know, how you helped him tremendously out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just good to have a guy, a real solid person, who's not only a good friend, but a good mentor.
Absolutely. Now, let me just add something on to my gift that you're going to send me. Could you please send me a copy of the book, Straw, Finding My Way Back? And could you please get him to sign it? I've been trying to get him to sign it for the longest.
I see him all the time in New York.
Okay, get him to sign it.
I gotta go buy the books and just make him sign it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll have him buy the book.
You know how Darryl is, but yeah. He got books.
Yeah, yeah.
He's just all over the place.
I know. I talked to him, I think, yesterday. He was in California a couple of days before. And he was out there with his son, and his son is playing Jordan. He's starting to play ball, and he's supporting him. And it's funny because the last time I seen Jordan, he was maybe 3 feet or 4 feet. And he's like 6'3" or something like that now. So it's funny how time flies. And I just want to give a shout out to Stu. If you're listening, Stu, you're the bombdiggity.com. You know that. Stu, I got to tell you this, and I'm going to put you out there over the air. Every day for the last 2 years, this guy sends me a positive affirmation based on God. He does not miss a day. And I can't even get my wife, my girlfriend, to call me. It's Freudian slip there. I called her my wife. But I can't even get people here to call me. That's 5 blocks away from me. And Stu is very, very consistent. And I got to tell you, Stu, I've learned some consistency based on that because it blows me away. When I think the last couple of weeks we haven't been able to communicate because, Johnny, I got a new phone and I got an iPhone, and you know I couldn't even work the BlackBerry.
I can only imagine what you...
Yeah. So I went and got all the numbers shifted over, and all the numbers, of course, was lost that I didn't have on the SIM card. What the hell is a SIM card? I don't know. But anyway, it wasn't on the SIM card, and I lost the numbers, but... I got his number. I always had your number. And it's just amazing to have guys like you in my life that are consistent in recovery and that support me, you know, in all of my affairs and all my endeavors involving recovery. And that, ladies and gentlemen, what recovery truly is about. Now, just to kind of close out here, because I want you to come back. I really want you to send that film down so we can show it to the staff here. Please send me my book. No, but send the film because we want to do that. And if it's anything that we can do here to help you with that, we'd be more than happy. You can go to our website, Rockers in Recovery. I don't know if you went there and you've seen the blog and the stuff that Johnny wrote up and we put together our team, our crack presenting team, presenting you tonight on the show, our research team and that sort of thing. But I don't know, man. I am glad to hear from you, and I'm glad and God bless you and your family on these projects that you've. Do you want to kick any of the projects around? And definitely tell us what your website is.
I'm creating a gang right now. We're doing one. First we did the movie, then we did the second Hall of Fame documentary of Dallas Hall of Fame induction. That's Roberta Burr Productions. I formed a company called All Stars for Charities, and what that is, I develop products that we're giving back to people. you know, foundations and stuff. The first product is going to be with me and Dow, which we partnered up together, and we're giving back to his foundation.
Right, and what's that foundation if the people would like to go?
DowSwarberry.com. It's Fight for Autism.
Autism, the kids, autistic children?
Autistic kids, yes. It's a foundation that he found about 6 years ago. I'm on the executive board, and we're trying to develop different events and so forth. Actually, April 5th, up is a restaurant up in Queens called Strawberry's Grill. They're having a poker night, Texas Hold'em poker night. It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of different people there. Dow's going to be there, and we're donating the money that's being raised, the buy-in for the Texas Hold'em to is a charity.
Oh, great. Is the Jeter and the Yankees and all them guys going to stop by?
I don't know who's stopping by, but I'm always surprised when I'm around Dow. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Somebody stops by.
I got you. But that's great, man. That is great. And again, Johnny, anything that I can do, and I got to tell you, Mr. John Hollis and this radio show and this radio station, man, we'll be more than grateful to help you guys in any way, form, or fashion. And tell Junebug that he better hurry up and call me back. I know he'll be down here in March. And I'm going to try to get him in the studio. He's going to be down for spring training and now speaking with him. And hopefully I can get you guys down here for at least the November 12-Step Festival, Music Festival. Listen, I went to one of those festivals one year, and they had Eric Birdman. Remember Eric Birdman and the Animals?
Right.
They had some guys there, they have some really rockers that rock in recovery that are part of and support this radio show, as well as most of the people in the communities, as far as, you know, a couple of one senator that I know and some commissioners, and so we're across the board, and some clergy, some rabbis, and we're kind of grabbing on to everything and anything that can enhance one's recovery. I love to talk about God, and you can talk about here. We're not in a meeting, and you can talk about Jesus Christ. You can talk about anything that affects or projects your recovery as far as your belief system with God. I know you're a godly man. You believe in God, and that propels you to continue to propel you in all your endeavors. Because I believe also, without God, you have nothing. Your best thinking got you here. Mine's anyway. I don't mean yours, but my best thinking got me right in the jackpot, and you guys' best thinking keep me here. So I'd like to. I know you got some stuff going on. If it's possible, man, I'd like to get you to just come back on Thursday night and give me an update on what you're doing, and we can continue to pursue, you know, all of you guys' endeavors. I'm getting ready to break in a minute, and I will holler at you tomorrow. All right? And I am blessed to have you as a friend, man. And please tell Stewie that I'll see him when I get black. I mean back. All right, so Big Kenny's in the wheelchair in the back there. Extraordinary engineer, as far as I'm concerned. This guy is really working with me and teaching me a lot about this industry, radio, and how to present myself on the air. And I got to give him his kudos on air. All right, so I think I'm getting ready to go out of here in a minute. I'm going to hear some music. But, Johnny, I got you, man. I know you got me, and I know God got both of us. Much love and respect to your family. And definitely, Stewie, I love you, and there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. So listen, John, check these lyrics. Check them out.
God bless you.
God bless you, man.
Had an angel of mercy seen it through all my sins.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
This is Ricky Bird, and I love my sound.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
Yeah. The guy's standing there looking at me like, well, what the hell you want to play, man? Let's try this one. It ain't 1976. In recovery. This is Will Grayson sitting in the big chair listening. I mean, if you are listening, you're at WWNN 1470 AM radio, live streaming on holisticlifestyleradio.com. So we had a close friend of mine, if you were listening, I just want to kind of critique some stuff here, Mr. Johnny Lupo, because there was a few things that we didn't really get to, and That is, you know, after he found his best friend and his brother dying from this disease, as he also was part of, he made a commitment to recovery. And just like most of us, if not all of us, once we surrender and we come out with our hands up and we lay down our weapons, life begins. My personal belief is this. Anytime, ladies and gentlemen, you can put God first, anything is possible. I can't tell you from Park Avenue to Park Bench, I can't tell you how my life has changed based on God and recovery and this spiritual path that we continue to travel down, and the people that are brought into my life and that I meet along this path and along this way and living this new way of life, you know. And it's so rewarding, guys, so rewarding to be able to carry a message of hope and to sit here behind this or in the big swivel chair, as I call it, is the greatest gift one could bestow on another human being. And I only say that because we get the opportunity to continue to carry the message, just not in a meeting, but across the land or all over the world. We carry the message of hope to anyone who may be sick and suffering and continuing to be caught up in the grips of addiction. And you can always kind of get us if in need. And you're struggling out there, you can always kind of get in touch with us. But here's the hit. Here's what I want to talk about before we go off. We got a couple of minutes. We're going to be here a minute. I want to tell you a little story about this little kid. And the story goes like this. I'm a storyteller. I love telling stories. There was this little kid. He had to be little. He was 10 years old. Let's call him little Jimmy. And little Jimmy used to be a pain. And on the weekends, his mother would say, okay, give him to his father. And his father would have to watch him. Of course, his father was mad because his father and all of his boys, his gang, his posse, would be drinking and drugging and that whole thing, right? And little Jimmy was in and out and in and out, and he would disturb that. They couldn't really focus on what they were doing as far as continuing to use and get high and do what they do and, you know, do what men do when they get together and call it bonding. So one of the father's friends, I think his name was Mike, said, listen, I know what we can do to keep little Jimmy occupied. And the father said, well, what can we do? And he said, listen, I got a 10,000-piece puzzle home. And I can guarantee you, when I give little Jimmy that puzzle, and I think Jimmy was 10 or 12 or something like that, let's say 12, it will take 2 or 3 years for little Jimmy to put this puzzle together. So they said, yes. The father said, that's a great idea. Let's do that. Bring the puzzle the next time we meet. So the next time they met, he bought the puzzle. They gave it to little Jimmy. He took it out into the living room there, spread the puzzle all out. And 20 minutes later, they heard a knock on the door, and they said, it can't be. Well, guess what? It was little Jimmy. So the father opened the door, and he said, well, what do you want, Jim? If you're hungry, you know, you can make a TV dinner. Don't worry about it. I'm right here. You can do whatever you want. And he said, but listen, before I say anything else, I know for a fact you have not put that puzzle together. And little Jimmy said, yes, Dad, I've put the puzzle together. And all his friends jumped up from their chairs. It's impossible. It can't be done. We don't know how he did it. So all of them walked out into the living room, ran out into the living room, and they looked. And they looked on the floor, and they seen this puzzle illuminating. It had been put together, and it was a puzzle of the world. And the father turned to little Jimmy and said, Jimmy, how did you do that? Did somebody help you? And he said, no, Dad, it was real simple, because on the other side of the puzzle was a picture of man. And once I put man together, the whole world came together. So, ladies and gentlemen, once one puts himself or themselves together, everything outside of them comes together. We are an extension of who we are, and everything outside of us is an extension of us. So whatever I attract into my life is an extension of me. You know what I mean? And whether it be negative or positive, and if it's negative, I need to take a look at my life and how I'm living my life. If I'm around people that are negative, then I need to get them out of my life. I need to get rid of the extra baggage. And that's my story for tonight, and I'm sticking to it. Let go of all the unnecessary baggage. Pick yourself up. Hang out with some people that are moving in the same direction. Move with people in that direction that are going to lift you up. Stay focused on what you're doing on this spiritual journey. And remember, you can do anything. And I mean absolutely anything if you put God first. There is nothing you cannot conquer. And I believe we're getting ready to get out of here, but I'm going to tell you another story. And as I was growing up, and this is my sign-off story, if you will, you know, my mother used to always tell me to be respectful and always, and I mean absolutely always, be on time, tell the truth, be up, forthcoming, straight and narrow, that whole stuff. But what I never connected, and I didn't connect the dots, was, is that she always used to say this to me, Will, stay on the steps. Don't move off the steps and go down the block and go over here and go over there. Stay on the steps. You see, ladies and gentlemen, she was talking about the steps way back then. 30 years later, I come here and you guys tell me, well, there's some steps that you need to take. There's some steps that you need to incorporate in your life. There's some steps that you need to stay hooked into. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. Again, I'm grateful to be here. Thank you, Big John, for allowing me to come in and sit in the silver chair here. And thanks to Johnny Lupo. Thanks to my friend Ken behind the window here and in the booth. It's amazing. It is amazing, ladies and gentlemen, that a guy like me is merely able to sit down and connect with a guy like you. So, ladies and gentlemen, until Thursday night, same bat channel, same bat station. We'll be here again on WNNN, 1470 AM, guys, and Holistic Radio Lifestyle. Holistic Lifestyle Radio. Got a little tongue tied there. It's the new teeth thing. It's got new teeth. But again, ladies and gentlemen, good night, and we love you, and send out a couple of prayers or some prayers for Richie Soup. All right? Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNN. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of